Across the country, this is Monitor 68, building bridges to span the generation gap in this half hour. We'll hear about a model youth program in Waukegan, Illinois. And 2.5 minutes from now, we'll meet a young newspaper man who'll discuss the press coverage of the hippies and the hippies' coverage of the press. I'm Ted Steele, and for my first number, I'll introduce the Ray Charles Singers, and I Can See It Now.
I can see it now. I can see it now. I can see a golden day. And it's not too far away. I can see it now. I can see it now. I can see a golden day. And it's not too far away. I can see a newborn baby and his young eyes open wide. And the world that he wakes up to see is a world where every man is free, where there is no smoke screen blanketing the sky.
Monitor's weekly report on this younger generation with Linda Sutter.
A major influence on this younger generation is communications, radio, television, magazines, and newspapers. In the last 25 years, mainly due to the development of television, the media has assumed a position of incalculable importance in American life. Bob Kochner's 28 years old. He's also the managing editor of the largest news feature service in the world, Newspaper Enterprise Association. And as such, he's in the singular position of being both a member of and an influence on this younger generation. Bob, do you think that in general, newspapers do an adequate job of reaching young people?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Well, I think for one thing, newspapers have not yet realized the significance or the impact on themselves of radio and television. Young people today don't have to read a newspaper to find out what is happening in the country. They don't need to do this anymore. Therefore, a newspaper must compete for that young reader's eye with the other communications media, and I don't believe they're doing this. Youngsters who are younger than I am have been brought up in the television age, and they will automatically turn on the television or turn on their transistor radio for the news. And why bother going through a newspaper that really hasn't changed too much in 100 years?
It's been claimed by a lot of young people that the media reports about them are inaccurate and unfair. Primarily, they say, because reporting is done by people who are too old to understand them. Do you think this is right?
Well, no, I don't, because does a newspaper man have to be a doctor to report upon medical news, or need he be a diplomat to report diplomatic news? No, I don't think so. I think that a newspaper man or a writer must care about what he's writing about. You just don't send Joe down to cover the demonstration without trying to get all sides of a story. Now, this is very difficult, but in the main, I think newspapers try, at least, to do an adequate job, at least, of reporting accurately. Whether they're doing it completely is another matter entirely.
We're talking to Bob Kochner, who's the managing editor of Newspaper Enterprise Association. Do you think that journalism is a good career for young people to go into?
Absolutely. I think that there is a challenge in journalism that does not exist in most other professions. I think that as communications becomes more and more specialized, more and more people with a good deal of education will be demanded to work in newspapers, not only in writing, but in communicating in general. I think it's an exciting field to be in today. Everybody says that, I suppose, but it's true. And I think that as the years go by, communications is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's going to be a place for bright people. And anybody who is thinking in terms of journalism as a career need not only think about the local newspaper and being a police reporter for 40 years, because the good people can move fast.
I think the indication that the good people can move fast is Bob Kochner, who at 28 years old is managing editor of Newspaper Enterprise Association. This is Linda Sutter reporting for This Younger Generation on Monitor.
Keep up with all ages right here every weekend.
Timeless love, tender love, joyful love, gentle love, wondrous love, love divine, you're one half angel, one half mine, softest love, strongest love. Strangest love, youngest love, endless love, love divine, you're one half angel, and you're one half mine. Purest love, precious love, surest love, blessed love, how can love shine so bright? How can love be so right? Timeless love, tender love, joyful love, gentle love, wondrous love, love.
Ed Ames with Timeless Love at 16 minutes before the hour. And you're 1 minute away from the comedy of Bill Dana right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Imagine what it's like to be caught stealing a car.
Pull it over! Pull the car over! Walk over here. Come on, up against the wall. You're under arrest.
You have the right to remain silent.
So what do you got here? One for GLA, Lou.
What's he charging?
Grand Larson, GLA.
Okay, I want you to take these cards here and go hit the detective's office for printing, okay?
Right.
Vice the...
All right, let's go. Step in.
And now that you've imagined what it's like to steal a car, imagine you're only 16 years old. Most cars are stolen by teenagers. Don't help a good boy go bad. Lock your car. Take your keys.
Tomorrow, January 29th, is Radio Premiere Week on WNBC, New York. And if you do, you'll hear Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs all across the country. Here's Bill Dana in the role of a senator, interviewed by our reporter.
We are here in Washington, D.C. right now.
Where?
And we're trying to get an on-the-spot coverage with one of the senators during this recess in Congress. Sir, may I speak to you?
Okay, try.
See?
Yeah, you can do it. You can also read my lines.
Yes, sir. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, they say that...
Who says?
They.
Oh, I just wanted to pin it down.
They say that the world... sir?
Yes.
They say that the...
Excuse me, I was looking at a constituent.
Yes. Sir, they say that the world is in a state of grave crisis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that there was a world crisis?
Well, I've been out of town.
Sir, to get to another subject, if I may, fast.
Yes.
Would you say that the manifestations of our current fiscal position jeopardize our international fiduciary relationships?
All right, I'll say that if you have the time.
Well, sir, are you a senator? Honest?
Make up your mind.
Honest, folks, that was Bill Dana for Monitor on Stage. Now here's Lulu with the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds, that's what he was. All your own way, that's not my way. I won't share you, I couldn't bear to. It's time for you to choose which love you'd rather lose. Could you love her and forget me? Are you sorry that you met me? What we've been mean nothing to you. I can't satisfy you. You want best of both worlds. Make your pick of my love. I will stay while you enjoy best of both worlds. I have loved you since I found you. You belong here. Just look around you. Keep your true lover. Take your new love. You must choose between us. You want best of both worlds. Make your pick of my love. I won't stay while you enjoy best of both worlds.
The city of Waukegan, Illinois, has been famous for years as the hometown of comedian Jack Benny, but it may soon be famous for its model youth program, inaugurated by Mayor Robert Sabanjan, who is now in his third term as mayor. He was interviewed for Monitor by reporter Burl Womack.
Mayor Sabanjan, are your young people any different to the kids in other parts of the country?
No, I don't believe kids are different anywhere in the world. They're all the same.
You seem to have less trouble, though.
Well, I think this is the... And I say this very humbly and respectfully. I think it's where youngsters have a respect for their city government that makes the difference. Where city government will take the initiative, not wait for kids to complain that there's nothing for them to do. Where city government, even before it was part of city government, speaking of myself, before I was ever mayor, my wife and I had a playground behind our store. We didn't even have children at that time. We had a playground for our behind our store for the kids in the neighborhood to enjoy themselves. I used to sponsor basketball teams, softball teams, and used to coach boxing teams. A genuine interest in kids. You know, you can't fool kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can penetrate very quickly through a false front. And an active interest like helping kids go on to college. I personally find jobs, not less than 450 jobs every year, for returning college students and for juniors and seniors in high school so they can prepare themselves financially when they go out and get ready to go to college, that they'll have at least 2 years of savings set aside through working for the city or also help them get jobs in industry or else public utility companies. But I caution the kids, if I help you get a job or if you work for the city, if I catch you buying a car, I'm going to fire you in the morning.
Really?
That money is for your education.
So you put some responsibility on them in return.
Yes.
For the favors.
One unique thing that I brought about 3 years ago, we created a 2,000-foot boardwalk with a dance pavilion and put up arc lights, and the city, along with the help of the Musicians Union, pays for all the bands, and 3 nights a week we have rock and roll dances for our kids at our lakefront, under the stars and under the lights, free of charge. Mm-hmm. And we have not less than 4,000 to 5,000 kids down our lakefront 3 nights a week with something to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can't keep telling kids you can't do this, you can't do that, and you're bad kids. If you haven't got anything better to offer, then don't be criticizing the kids. I think we adults have a responsibility, too.
Mayor Sabanjan, the law of averages says that regardless of how you deal with young people, though, that there'll be some who won't respond.
Well, there's no question of that.
Now, how do you deal with the bums?
What we demand and insist on in the city of Waukegan, that any teen dance or any dance or even wedding parties, there must be 2 uniformed policemen
mm-hmm.
present. And our uniformed policemen are selected, one to the juvenile department, one to the detective bureau.
Now, do you assign these as a city?
We assign them, but the people who have the dances must pay for it.
Oh, I see.
They pay $20 or $24 a night for each officer.
These are off-duty police?
Yes, sir. And these officers generally know the troublemakers. And they don't pick on a troublemaker, but they'll go up to the troublemaker, the potential troublemaker, I should say. Say, now, look, Tom, you're as welcome as anybody else as long as you behave yourself. But don't get out of line. Because you get out of line, you're not coming back. We're going to throw you out, and you're never coming back. That way, we separate the bad from the good. But if the bad infiltrates with a bottle, and the good kid goes home and says, Mom, so-and-so was there, but they were drinking. Well, the mother says, you're not going there again. And eventually, all the good kids are restricted by their parents, and you're running a place for the hoodlums.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how you've got to insist on people conforming to what's right.
Have you had any racial trouble in Waukegan?
Yes. We're not any different than any other community that's been hitting the front pages. And this is one thing I'm concerned about, the age groups that are involved in some of these racial problems. One problem we had last year was not racial. It was just among the Negro people themselves in our community. It wasn't black against white or white against black. But unfortunately, a lot of the younger element of Negro nationality and race are 19, 16 years old, 17 years old, and I am concerned about these are the future leaders of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if this hate is instilled in them today, what is tomorrow going to hold for our country? But I say this, uphold the law. There is no compromise of principles. You live by the rules, you're treated respectfully. You break the rule, you're going to dance to the music, and that's how it is. And that's what I told them in Waukegan. Mm-hmm. I will not condone, I will not tolerate civil disobedience or a breakdown in respect for the law and order of our community.
In other words, you believe in dealing with this problem with a firm hand.
A very firm hand.
Thank you very much, Bob Subanjan, the mayor of the city of Waukegan, Illinois, where the youth and the city fathers work hand in hand. This is Burl Womack for Monitor.
Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. A program note here. Tomorrow evening, Monitor's Joe Garagiola will host a 25-minute special devoted to highlights of the first annual Washington Baseball Writers' Dinner. Guests of honor were Vice President Humphrey, Senator Edward Kennedy, Carl Yastrzemski of the Boston Red Sox, and many others too celebrated to mention. Now, that'll be heard at 8:05 Eastern Time on Monitor, which is where you're at now. I'll be back after NBC News, Ted Steele.
This is your NBC Monitor.